I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
It's time for the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
If you have a physical or a spiritual need today or during the week, you can call 882-7360. Or, if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to give and to satisfy some of the needs of the people who call in, you can call 882-7360. Well, I want to tell you today, friends, I am still excited because the Spirit of Revival, like I said this morning, the Spirit of Revival is returning to Roane County, Tennessee. In the past week, I've seen some tents go up for some tent revivals, and I've heard of several revivals that's going on in this area and in the surrounding counties, and I'm just excited that the Christian people are going forth and are speaking to those that are lost and are telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we at the church have, the Lord's been speaking to us about perhaps having a revival at the Free Pentecostal Church, and I'll let you know more as the Lord speaks to us. So I'll keep you updated on that. But right now, I'd just like to recognize two friends of mine that I found out this past week, are going to be missionaries over the summer. Ann Davies is a counselor and was one of my teachers at Roane State Community College, and she'll be going as a missionary to China this year. And Michelle Teal is a graduating Roane State student who'll be traveling to Hawaii as a home missionary on the islands. And even as I speak, some of my friends over in the Baptist Student Union are having are throwing a going-away party for Michelle Teal. And I'm just excited that we have missionaries going forth. And, you know, if anybody under the sound of my voice knows either of these two people, it would just bless their souls if you'd call them up and you'd offer them a word of support and bid them Godspeed or whatever it is you say. But I just thank the Lord for people like that who will go and donate their own time and give it to the Lord and go forth into the world to preach the gospel that Jesus brought to us. Well, speaking about that, I guess it wouldn't only be fitting except to speak about the Great Commission that Jesus gave to us while he was on earth. If everybody will turn to Matthew chapter 28, we'll start reading in verse 16. Jesus, after living his life here on earth, was crucified and was raised from the dead. And when he came forth, he told his disciples that all the prophecies that had been about a Messiah had been fulfilled. That he died and was in the ground for 3 days, and he rose again, and therefore he brought us the salvation. It made it possible for man to be saved. And there in Matthew chapter 28, he gave his disciples a work to do. He gave them what's come to be known as the Great Commission. Start reading in verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. Some people don't believe that Jesus is rose. But he gave his disciples a word to go tell the world about him. And verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Jesus is with us, and he will go with Christians into the uttermost parts of the world and to help them when they go out and they teach people about Jesus. He said, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And in another place in the Bible, it says, What God has given me, Jesus said, he said, I give it to you. And we're supposed to use the power that Jesus gave us to be witnesses in different parts of the world. He said, teach all nations. And my Bible is cross-referenced, and it says that there's another way that could be translated, and it was make disciples of all nations, or make Christians of all nations. And that's what the work God called us to do when once you're saved and once you have the power of God is to go forth into the world and to teach other people about Jesus. Make Christians of them. Lead them to the Lord and to His salvation and His mighty power. And he says, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. We're supposed to go out and baptize them. That wasn't something that was done away with. Jesus said not one tittle of the law would pass, but that everything would be fulfilled. And he said, teach them to observe all things. He didn't say part of the things. He said, all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. If you do the things Jesus said, he will be with you always. Now Mark interpreted, or he didn't interpret, he heard different parts of the conversation that Jesus was telling his disciples in the last days that he was on the earth. And in Mark chapter 16, the beginning of the chapter tells how Jesus rose out of the ground, and at the end of the chapter tells how 40 days later Jesus again told the disciples a great commission. He gave them a work to do. And in verse 15, I begin reading, Jesus said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. Verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That is an undeniable truth. You have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and your link to God, your mediator between man and God, your Savior, your own personal Savior. You have to believe that He came and that He died and rose again. And if you believe, it says you shall be saved. But in verse 17, Jesus told His disciples some of the things that should happen when we go out into the world and when we begin preaching this gospel. Verse 17 says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And a lot of people argue about what a serpent is, what Jesus was talking about there. And I don't read anywhere else except in Luke 10:19, the serpent is just like the scorpion is a representative of all the powers of the enemy. In other words, Jesus is saying we're going to engage the enemy. We're going to engage the devil. And even in Revelation, it comes right out and says the devil is just that old serpent. But here Jesus said, take up serpents, or engage the enemy. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Jesus said, if you lay your hands upon the sick, Jesus said they will recover. I didn't say that. Jesus said it. God wrote it. I just quote it right out of His Word. He said, you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so then, after the Lord had spoken to them, His disciples, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Verse 17 says, these signs shall follow them that believe. And that is the reason why the Lord set these signs in the church, or why the Lord told His disciples to use these signs, the casting out of devils, the healing of the sick, and the taking up of serpents and engaging the devil. The reason for these signs is so that the word that is preached is confirmed. Because many times in the Gospels, when Jesus did the miracles that He did, the people just looked at Him and they said, how can He do these things except God be with Him? And that's the reason that these signs follow them that believe. Because then the world cannot deny that you have, that the Christian has something that the world does not. Because these signs would confound the world. Because they could not lay hands on the sick and have them recover, or could not cast out devils. But the church, God put the power in the church through the Holy Ghost to cast out devils and to heal the sick. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Let's turn over to Luke chapter 24. Here Luke has heard different parts of the conversation that Jesus was telling to His disciples before He was taken up into heaven and to sit on the right hand of His Father. And in Luke chapter 24, let's start with verse 46. And Jesus said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things." Jesus was speaking to his disciples, but that applies to anybody. Anybody that's saved, that has known the healing, the saving power of God, that ye are witnesses. You can tell other people what Jesus has done for you and what the Lord has done for you and how he saved you out of a life of sin. And it says, ye are witnesses of these things. And verse 49, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Jesus said to go into all the world and preach, but he said to tarry, to wait in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Because when he sent his disciples out to preach the word, even while he was still alive, they came back and were astonished themselves that the devils ran from them and that they could lay hands on the sick and they'd recover. They were astonished, and the people that saw were astonished. And it just was further proof that Jesus came and had the power of God to save. And let's jump to verse 53. After Jesus had been taken up, it says that those apostles were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. He said, go into all the world, but that doesn't exclude the church. The word still has to go forth in the church just as much as it has to go in the very corners of the earth. Now let's jump, that was at the end of Luke. Now let's jump to the beginning of John, or the end of John. John chapter 21, starting with verse 15. Three times in John chapter 21, Jesus was talking to Simon Peter, and he says, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" And he saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee." And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." And again, Jesus told Simon Peter twice, asked him the question, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Yes, Lord." And twice more, Jesus said, "Feed my sheep, feed my sheep." Jesus told him to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And when you preach the gospel and you preach the word of God, you're feeding the sheep of God. Because he is like our shepherd, and he leads and guides the flock. And when you go out, Jesus said, to feed my sheep. In Acts, there at the same page, or you might have to flip a page in your Bible or however, but in there in the first chapter of Acts, starting with verse 4, let's read. "And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Jesus said to tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power, because unless you have the power of God, you can't take up the serpents of the enemy. You can't engage the devil successfully. And he said, now let's jump just to verse 8. He said, "Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you." And why do we need this power? Jesus said, all power is given unto me. He said, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." That is our great commission. Jesus sent us forth to preach the word with signs following that men would believe and be saved. My time is just about up. Friends, let me make a few announcements. You're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Regular services are Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And this Sunday night, the Happy Hearts will be singing at the church, and everyone is invited to come and enjoy a night of praise and fellowship with us. Well, it's time for me to go, so keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth."
This has been the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748.